Hey guys, welcome back to the Love in Dubai Show podcast. It is raining or might be across the country in the next 2 days, so do not wash your cars. We talked about Dubai rallying support for Gaza, and also, is this the most awkward flight you've ever been on?
Of course, and if you are not subscribed to the Love in Dubai Show podcast, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts from. Enjoy the show.
Good morning, Dubai. Welcome back to the Love in Dubai Show, where we go through the top trending stories that everyone across the country is talking about. Thank you so much for joining us today. Our top story is Dubai is rallying support for Gaza this Ramadan.
As well, a new bus route now links Sharjah and Oman.
An Abu Dhabi cafeteria closed down after violating safety rules.
As well, a Dubai celeb couple gets booked on the most awkward flight ever.
Speaking of awkward, did you know that Instagram is about to drop what I believe is a privacy-violating feature?
Yes, I was talking to Casey about it. If you remember, I don't know you guys if you remember, but Snapchat had this feature which allows you to share your location with your friends or specific people. Let's say you're dating a person or even...
Oh, so you can choose?
Yes, you can choose, but still it's dangerous because like it would allow you to choose, you know, like to share location. And it's very accurate. It's crazy accurate. As you guys can see here, if you are in the airport, it's going to show that you're in the airport. If you're driving, it's going to show that you're in the car. Or even if you're at home, it can just show you're on the sofa. It's so accurate, and people, it's dangerous.
Yeah, but it's really, because you're describing how accurate it is. Like if someone's driving, it can track you. So it's like one of those Apple tags that you decide to share publicly. But how did the features work? Like if I go on, is it automatically that it's already going to share with all of my followers? Do I need to turn it off? Or do I choose, okay, I'm going to share with Ali, I'm going to share with Hesham, I'm going to share with Farah, but I'm not going to, like, how do the privacy, is it simple to monitor the selection of the people that you share your location with?
It actually started as it was available for everyone, your followers. And then, because, you know, of all of the privacy problems that happened, for example, people would get pictures of their homes. And it's actually very scary and very creepy. So they have modified it to that you would only be able, you can have the chance or the ability to choose certain people. Mm. But still, you know what I mean? Like you never know what happens. The phone might get stolen. Someone else might be handling the person's phone. You know what I mean? And how can you trust a person? You know what I mean? Like it's very dangerous. And people... like right now, after they have realized the dangers of sharing your location, because you are not only sharing it with the person, Snapchat knows where you are.
I think every app knows where we are, though. I think we need to just assume that all governments in the world know exactly where we are at any given moment. They know we're in the loop.
That is true, you know what I mean? But you can still, like, I would say, have the option to switch it off. And if I have opened my Snapchat location before the show, and I have realized, oh my God, everyone has it off. But back then, everyone had it on because they thought it's cool. Mm. And of course, they have realized the dangers of it. However, now that Instagram will be having the same feature very soon, which is very dangerous.
So why is Instagram coming to the party late with this? If the idea was that it was cool at the beginning for Snapchat, and it's so long past it, like Instagram is famous for acquiring features from other apps and putting it into their own. But why would they do something so late to the game that does have privacy concerns? Because the reality is like, okay, if I want to share my location with friends and family, I'll probably have, you know, I'll have them open to my Apple tag.
Yeah, that's true. But I'll tell you what happens is the fact that, you know, like how Snapchat had stories initially, right? And then now Instagram has stories. So technically, I think it's like more of like a business thing, you know, like acquisition.
No, I get that. Things. And that's what I was saying is that that's what they do. But this just feels like so long after the party. And like stories were such an amazing feature. But this is after the fact that people realize it's not cool. After the fact that people have turned it on. Why are they? Are they going to make it cool to share your location again? Are you going to share your location with public?
Actually,
Hesham said yes.
Yeah, I don't know. Even Masa, by the way, our producer Masa as well. I was talking to her about it, and then she was like,
"Can Instagram hear you?"
I'll share it with my few ones, but not everyone. Like people from work, yeah. My family, but not everyone.
Yeah, but still, Instagram would know your location, which is dangerous. So we can just know.
You would never share with me. That is such a lie.
I'll share with you.
Hesham would be like, I'm stuck in traffic. I'm like, I can see you at home, Hesham.
Yeah.
You don't share with your colleagues. Boss, right? Mm. Because the reality is, like, things can change. Like, on that one day, because even if, like, say if you're sick, right?
Yeah.
You're allowed to go to the doctor.
Like, that
is
true.
But, like, so the question is, like, if you're sharing with all your colleagues, and, for example, you share with all your colleagues, then your colleagues see you, and they're like, oh, she's not at home. Like, screw that type of privacy violation,
literally.
You know?
There was a very famous funny meme that I have seen, and I was like, oh, my God, this girl is hilarious. She called in sick to work, but she was not sick. Technically, she was at a Taylor Swift concert, and she had stayed up all night. And when they interviewed her, she was, like, literally, like, she had, like, sunglasses and, like, a scarf up to here just so that her boss would not be able to see her. So if you can imagine, if she had, like, the feature of the location on, that would have been a disaster. That would have been, like, no, you're lying. You were at a Taylor Swift concert. But this is the point.
Along with the entire city, yeah.
Literally. And I had spoken to our producer, Masa, about it. And then she was like, I once received a notification of a picture of my phone, of my house, because she had her Snapchat location on. However, she would still have her Instagram location on when the feature is going to be introduced.
So she had her location on, so someone went to her home and said, I see your house.
On the Snapchat. Like, he literally zoomed in, because you can zoom in and you can actually see, you know what I mean, everything. Which is scary at this point. Like, why would anyone do that?
And not for me.
She was like, yeah, I would still have my Instagram location on. And I was like, oh, some people just don't learn. And I was like, okay, fine. Would you have it on?
No, not a whole.
Yeah, exactly, you guys. Just
but
like
I'm a different generation back in my day. It's 8:37. Good morning to all of our listeners on our podcast. Please hit that subscribe button wherever you get your podcast from. And as always, we love to see the comments coming through on the live show as well. We've got Instagram open. We've got TikTok open. We've got Facebook open. Let's jump into our top stories of the day. It is day 147 since the genocide began in Gaza, according to the Palestinian Ministry of Health in the Gaza Strip. The death toll has risen to 29,954, while 70,325 people have been injured, and more than 1.9 million people have been displaced from their homes. And in that vein, Dubai is rallying support for Gaza this Ramadan. So Dubai Cares, the global philanthropic organization, has announced a Ramadan campaign to support Gaza. The launch recognizes the critical need for supplies as well as the compassion of the people in the UAE to help.
The announcement reads as follows. The conflict in Gaza is entering its sixth month, and access to food and shelter has become critically low, recognizing the increasingly depleting supply of necessities needed by the people of Gaza, as well as the heightened sentiment of compassion among the UAE community. We are launching Gaza in Our Hearts, a Ramadan fundraising campaign.
So the campaign provides everyone the opportunity to respond to this urgent need. All donations will go towards the delivery of hot meals, food baskets, as well as essentials like waterproof and fire-resistant tents. It's so sad that those are the urgent needs, in partnership with Anira.
As well, similar to Tarahum for Gaza, you can donate now online via SMS. Visit Dubai Cares for more details, you guys. As we have mentioned earlier, we can all contribute to helping the victims of Palestine and specifically Gaza. As Casey has mentioned earlier, is that it is the sixth month, and at this point, any help is help, whether it is you raising awareness via social media or even donating right now, since it's Ramadan, and Ramadan is known to be the month of giving and feeling for people. Of course, all of the months should be the month for, you know, like giving and being compassionate and understanding and so on. But this month is very special, and right now, because it's going to be really cold on them, you know, we have seen a lot of companies as well jump in immediately. So you can jump in now and just donate.
And as we, as you may remember, Dubai Care started Tower Home for Gaza, and there was such a sense of urgency and a sense of need for people to deliver and to people to donate. Are we still donating to Tower Home for Gaza? I'm not sure. So this is just a renewed way to make sure that donations continue to the people of Gaza. We can't not stop the conversation. So shout out to Dubai Cares for setting this initiative in place.
It's a great initiative. Never forget. Does not mean if it has passed, some time has passed, does not mean it is done. So now let's jump to our next story. A new bus route now links Sharjah and Oman. Wow. So a new bus route was announced running between Sharjah and Muscat. This passenger transport option links Al Jubail station in Sharjah with Al Azaiba bus station through the Khatmat Malaha border post. And a trip costs 100 dirhams, while it is 190 for a two-way journey.
And you've got options. There are four daily trips in total, two departing at 6:30 a.m. and 4 p.m. Early birds, later on in the afternoon risers, originating from each city, and fares start from 10 Omani rials. And there's also a bit of a luggage allowance there, so you can bring 23 kg. It feels like you're going on a flight. I do not that remember back in the day having an allowance for luggage. It was like, put everything in there, but I guess people are could essentially be moving countries. So there is a baggage allowance there, 23 kg and 7 kg of carry-on luggage. I wonder if they've got... So when you get on a Ryanair flight, which is the equivalent of Fly Dubai in Europe, they are so strict with these cabin luggage that you have to pop it into a container to check. Do you think they'll have that at these bus stops?
I think, yeah, they will, because it's a bus, right? And I think a lot of like luggage and a lot of like weight might kind of like affect the trip. So I think that they probably have, I would say, weighed in like how much can the bus hold of weight, just to like, I don't know, avoid like any problems, because like you never know what happens on the roads. If let's say like something happens and an accident happens, and let's say, you know, like we say in Syria, like God forbid, the bus is about to, I would know, like, I don't know, roll over, let's say, right? It would be dangerous. So,
well, I'd imagine that A, they need to limit the amount of luggage in case everyone brings a lot.
That's true.
So, because there may not be enough space in the compartment. And then I think also, if you've got a lot of weight, it's more pricey for fuel.
That is true. That is true, but you know what? At the same time, like the fact that there is this bus that is going to be like linking Sharjah and Oman. I mean, this is amazing at this point. You know, you can just like go, and Oman, by the way, is a beautiful destination filled with amazing scenery, and of course, not only amazing scenery, it's just like beautiful at this point. I have been to not Oman. I've been to the deep end of Sharjah, and it's beautiful. So just like going there, and the fact that there is like a link, you know, like let's say you can go there for like a road trip.
Yeah. How long the actual journey is?
I have seen, I'm not sure, I've seen like a post on Instagram, but I didn't want to include this, is that it could be for like 50 minutes. I was like, what?
No.
You know, but then I checked, I'm not sure. So you guys, of course, now the launch of the service follows an agreement between Mwasalat and the Roads and Transport Authority of Sharjah. Now the route will pass through Shinas, and travelers can begin using the service starting February 27, which passed, by the way, today is February 29. So, of course, this is going to be an amazing thing. You know, you guys can just like for like a getaway, you guys can just like go have fun and enjoy.
It's gonna take you a good few hours. We have like the actual bus route, but then when you go onto an actual bus, sometimes it takes a little bit longer depending on stops. So whether or not it's like a direct route or there's stops on the way will also obviously affect the journey. But the comments, a lot of people love this news. It's amazing.
It is.
Because it just means like a cheaper way to get around. And as you said, like road trip to beautiful parts of the region.
That is beautiful. And I want to jump to our next story. So Casey, I am a Dubai kid. I'm a UAE kid. And as a UAE kid, if you guys are born in the UAE, and if you guys, I don't know, go out with your friends for like, I don't know, a trip in the car, You guys know how cafeterias are crucial, and even Sheikh Fazah has visited Al Ijaza cafeteria in Jumeirah, and it's just like very known. So Abu Dhabi cafeteria closed down after violating safety rules, of course, and Abu Dhabi cafeteria has been closed down due to multiple serious violations of food safety regulations. The Abu Dhabi Agriculture and Food Safety Authority intervened against Tushka cafeteria, citing concerns that it's actions pose a considerable threat to the public health.
In a recent inspection of the cafeteria, the authority discovered numerous serious concerns, such as the presence of bugs and rodents, as well as the substandard cleanliness practices. They encouraged the public to report any food safety concerns or issues. So basically, if you spot similar in other locations, you can call 800-555.
I'll say something, Casey. Something, by the way. Of course, you go to the cafeteria, you order paratha, or you order like, you know, the food that it has, or you order like a juice that it's probably like filled with like sugar and calories and so on. And it's a thing. It's literally a thing. Like I have been out on. It's even you take like, you know, your food, you go sit at the beach, and you just like have like this like cute little, I would say like date, whether it's with your friend or your significant other, and it's like a thing. And for my parents, they think that it's disgusting on so many levels because they would never understand the culture. So if you are a Dubai kid, please guys let me know. Just assure
which is your favorite?
Yeah,
maybe.
I mean, I have a lot. I have quite a few. I have Al Ijaza cafeteria. I have Control cafeteria. You should try them out. Oh my God, it's just amazing. And they put like the weirdest mixtures, such as chips, Cheetos, with like cheese and like sauce. And it's very like, and paratha.
Sounds
and like,
so good.
Literally. And even like the smoothie, it's not even a smoothie, it's a drink. It has like ice cream in it. It's so good. And when I made my parents try it, they were like, Farah, that is disgusting. Do you even know how it looks like from the inside? It looks exactly like these things. So I trust the hygiene of them. So it's really good that this has been closed down since, you know, there's like hygienic problems.
I literally had the same conversation with people this weekend who grew up in Dubai. And then someone was telling me where to get the best mango juice. It's at a cafeteria. I can't remember the name. So if anyone knows...
Al Ijaza, you can go. I have a list, Casey, and I can just like,
I just want the best mango juice because I love mango juice. I had it in Egypt once. But you know, so I can't relate to the cafeteria, but so Ireland equivalent was the Chipper.
Okay.
So Chipper is like where you go get chips, burgers.
Yeah. Oh.
But like, what I can relate to is you're not going to the fancy ones.
Yeah.
You're going to like the
easy,
basic,
on the low, which is cool.
The low?
Yeah, it's like, it's a very like low maintenance, you know what I mean?
Yeah, the basic chipper has always had the best chips, fact.
Yeah? Oh, yes, they are really
avocado
good.
Avocado with milk?
It's really good.
I'm not on the dairy train. Do they have a dairy-free alternative? So when someone tells me about a mango juice, do they mean mango with milk or is it pure mango?
Well, Ali is a Dubai kid. Ali, what's your favorite cafeteria? Yeah, exactly. Al Ijaza. Literally, Shabab Al Khan as well for Sharjah. Like, you know, like it's very known. It's a culture thing. Like you go to Shabab Al Khan, you get karak and you go sit at the beach. Or like even like you're just in the car. And oh my God, it just tastes so good, you guys.
Well,
you should.
I'm just looking. Sandra from Love in Dubai wrote a list of the best cafeterias that you have to eat out. And the first one on the list, the unmissable Al Ijaza cafeteria.
Sheikh Fazah has been there.
Oh, really?
Yes. And you know, like, it's so funny because like it's a very, I would say, down to earth cafeteria. So they have a picture of Sheikh Fazah.
Of course they
literally
do.
At the cafeteria, and it's like,
of course they do.
It gives credibility. So like when I took my parents, I'm like, Mom, Dad, like see, like Sheikh Fazah has been here, so it must be amazing. And they even have like they have the funniest names as well. Like for example, a drink is, my favorite drink is called Awad Galb, which means
hurt. Oh, you've mentioned.
Yeah, which means hurt my heart. it's kind of funny, but it's. Yeah.
What's in Amwar Geld?
Oh my God, it's like it's filled with calories. It's with ice cream, and as well like strawberry, berries, banana.
Oh, delish.
And
I can't drink the ice cream drinks though.
Yeah, I know.
Stomach.
But it's okay. What? What?
What's Bach Bachina in Egypt? Same thing. Bah, okay. Are there Egyptian cafeterias? Are these all local?
Yeah.
I just remember in Egypt, you've got the Pakistan and Indian people will say, will shoot me for this, but you have the best mangoes. It's the best mangoes ever. I need to go to India, Pakistan and try them on the ground. But when I was in Egypt, I was just blown away. I just lathered myself with mango with juice. It was so good.
All of these things. Well, you know what? I think you should go on an outing with a Dubai kid. And they're just gonna show you everything about Dubai, because Dubai is more than luxury. People think like, oh, Dubai is like luxury, go to like, you know, all of these fancy places, but it's way more than that.
That's such a great business plan. Go for an outing with the Dubai kid.
Yeah, we should take you out. Me and Hali, we should take you out and just like be like, hey, try this. I think you're gonna come back home with like the biggest like stomach ache, like, oh, you guys.
Can we not just order it?
You can, but
see, I'm a Dubai kid too. What a Dubai kid response.
No, but it's about the experience. You know what I mean? It's about the experience, just going and just like having the cafeteria man, you know, give it to you. It's the experience, you guys. Yeah.
Speaking of Dubai kids, next story: a Dubai celebrity couple get booked on the most awkward flight. We love your thoughts on this. Yes, it's nice to sit up front, but not at the loss of your comfort. Real Housewives of Dubai star Caroline Stanbury and her hubby Sergio Carreo thought they were getting the best seats in the house. They posted a story saying our assistant booked us on seat 1A and 1B. However, when they arrived, you would assume 1A and 1B would be kind of the very top, and that means they'd be first off. So obviously there's a little bit of benefit there. However, mm-hmm. The seats were facing into the flight. Did you see the video?
I have seen the video and they looked very frustrated, by the way. And they have mentioned that it's their assistant, I think, or maybe their manager. Someone from their team has booked the flight for them, and apparently it was supposed to be the best seats ever. So, yeah, I looked and I was like, oh, that must have been a funny flight, because, you know, like mentioned earlier that my sister is cabin crew, and, you know, like where they were seated is next to the galley. So they must have heard like a lot of like noises, and it must have.
I think they're right up at the cockpit. Mm. But like, when you get on a flight, you put on the eye patches and you just hope no one's looking at you, because you fall asleep, your mouth hangs open, you're not wearing makeup, and you're just probably your most grossest self on a flight, because no one's looking at you.
That is
but
true.
But if you're at the very front, everyone is staring at you the whole flight. That would actually be, I'd hate it.
They were as well like close to the galley. And the galleys where like the food is made and it's, you know, like served out and so on. And it must have been so noisy and just like so annoying, you know what I mean? And it's just like, I felt so bad for them. And as well, like here in the comments, it's like, of course, you know, they're like, everyone seemed very frustrated. They were like, maybe they should have been in a private jet. maybe they wanted to live the experience of, you know, like booking a flight and going. I don't know. As well,
yeah.
I would wonder like what they must have probably fired the manager.
No, that's so unfair.
The person. It is so unfair. Everyone makes mistakes.
Bedouin Foodie, who is like a loafing people that we know, like Kuta Katana or someone well known personalities of the community, jump into the comments. But Owen Foodie, he's a great guy. We've had him on the show. We've also had Caroline. He said, fire the assistant to book your own flights. That's too harsh. It's too much.
It is. Everyone makes mistakes, but I think maybe like, probably the assistant did not know that she had booked or he had booked their flight at
Not. They thought they were getting the top one facing, not looking back in.
Literally. And you know what? I don't know. What do you guys think is the right way to deal with it? You know, they probably, because like they're a celebrity couple and, you know, at like, they can't just be like, hey, we are celebrities, just like move our seats.
No, of course not.
That would be really
imagine they would. No, I just think it's like a funny situation that they thought they were getting the best seats in the house. And then it turned out that they were facing people. It's not like, the comments are kind of tongue-in-cheek, like no one's actually going to get fired, I hope. And it's just, I don't think there's any kind of dealing with it. It's just like, this is what happened. I think we move on.
Yeah, I think even someone said this will forever be hilarious. I think they're never going to forget this ever. They're going to be like, oh yeah, ha ha ha, remember when you booked our seats in the wrong place and we were really not happy about it. They forever remember it because, I can imagine how their flight must have been very, I would say, disturbing, but at least they arrived to their location safe and sound.
That's the main thing.
Yeah, just like look at the brighter picture of the story. As long as you guys reach a location, who cares? And you're with your hubby.
And thank you for serving us with comments that continue to divide the nation. We love them. Guys, it's Thursday morning. This week is Is it Thursday?
Yeah, it is.
Yes, I got it right. This week is flying. That means it's nearly Friday. Friday doesn't even count. We're nearly at the end of the week. We hope you have a fabulous day. Do not forget to subscribe on the podcast. And thank you so much to everyone for tuning in today. Goodbye from me.
Goodbye from me. Thank you.